I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Mononucleosis is an illness that's quite common, and symptoms are often seen in teens and young adults. To talk about mononucleosis is Dr. Sandra Fowler. She's a professor of pediatrics and a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Fowler, tell us about mononucleosis.
Well, mononucleosis, I think the illness that everybody thinks about is a young adult or teenager who has a fever, a really terrible sore throat, maybe swollen glands, and is very fatigued. But in fact, this is a virus that infects virtually the entire human population. Over 90% of adults show evidence that they've had infection with the virus, which is Epstein-Barr virus, that causes mononucleosis.
And children get mononucleosis as well?
Yes, they do. However, they tend not to have any symptoms from the disease. Young adults and older children are more likely to have the symptoms I just described.
How does mononucleosis spread, and how long is a patient contagious?
It's spread mostly through saliva, and people can be infectious, obviously, while they have the symptoms, and they can be infectious for months after they have the symptoms, and in fact, can shed the virus in their saliva periodically throughout your whole life.
How long is the typical mono patient sick?
The typical patient has the worst symptoms that last 1 or 2 weeks, but the fatigue can persist for months.
And if a child or adult or young adult has these symptoms, how will their healthcare provider diagnose this illness?
The clinical symptoms can be a suggestion that a child might have mononucleosis. And to confirm that, there are some different blood tests that are used. There's a quick and easy office blood test that's reasonably accurate in children that are over 4 years of age. And there is a more in-depth blood test that can more specifically identify the time period when the infection occurred and can be useful in children that are less than 4.
What's the treatment?
Unfortunately, there is no specific treatment that would act against the virus. So most of the treatments that we have are symptomatic, that is to try to relieve the suffering. There are occasional patients who have such severe swelling in their neck that they have to have some sort of treatment to decrease the swelling. Usually it's some type of steroid to decrease the swelling of the lymph glands in the neck. And also, one other precaution in people who have mono is to avoid contact sports because the spleen can become enlarged with the infection and put you at risk for having a rupture of the spleen if it has any trauma.
Is there a vaccine for mononucleosis?
People have been working on a vaccine, but there's not any currently near availability.
Anything new related to this disorder?
Well, I think some of the more interesting developments have to do with understanding how this virus affects the immune system. It can cause severe disease in people who are transplant patients or have other immunocompromising conditions, and it can be associated with various types of lymphomas and other types of rare cancer. So trying to understand the biology of those are where a lot of the research is heading now.
Dr. Fowler, thanks for providing information about mononucleosis.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.